Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your Dunamos Life. I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard, Executive Director and CEO of Dunamos Center Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here at Dunamos Center Ministries, our mission is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God by building Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other. I'm here with my co-host, Catherine Pearson.
Hello.
Welcome back, Catherine.
Thanks.
Thank you. So we had a good time talking about the new material that's available on our website, dunamoscenter.com, on healing from cesareans last week.
Right. That's right. Yeah. I found it very interesting. I hope the listeners did, too.
I do, too, because I enjoyed it. It was one of those all about me shows, though, kind of, wasn't it?
But that's okay. It works well.
Yeah. But today, we want to kind of go in a completely different direction, don't we?
Right.
We're coming off the holidays.
That's right. Happy holidays. It's over. All over. Yeah.
Welcome to your new year and all your resolutions that, you know, don't usually get fulfilled.
Right. Yeah, so we just want to give a little bit of thought to, okay, so like we said, the holidays are behind us. What do we do going forward as far as our health, our fitness, our nutrition mm-hmm. level? Are we doing the best that we can? Are we doing what God's asked us to? And just kind of explore that a little.
Well, one of the things that I have heard a lot this year, at the end of the year and the beginning of the year, when people are talking on the radio or whatever about resolutions, mm-hmm. is the biggest problem with keeping resolutions is people are setting goals that are way too big. And so most people give up before they even get started because they're just too overwhelmed by the vastness of what they're trying to set out to do.
Right. So let's try and break that down a little. See if we can find some little steps, some, quote, baby steps that we can implement. And hopefully, you know, sometimes small steps over a long period of time make more of a difference than, you know, trying to do something drastic for a very short amount of time.
Exactly. So today we want to talk about how to approach that. But let's kind of back up for a second, because everybody thinks they've gained, 25,000 pounds over Christmas holiday, right?
I know. Sometimes I myself, you know, felt like, oh my gosh, I feel like I gained like 5 or 10 pounds between October and January 1st. But, you know, I actually read something recently that says that the typical American actually only gains 1 to 2 pounds during the holidays.
Wow. So why do we feel like it's so massive?
Well, the other thing that they said was, well, we tend to also keep that 1 to 2 pounds.
So it's like every year we're adding that on and not taking it back off.
Exactly.
Over and above what we're already carrying, which for many of us, including myself, is more than we should be carrying.
Right. Yeah. So it may be small, but if we don't ever take it off, it accumulates mm-hmm. for sure.
Absolutely.
Over time. You know, and sometimes I think too about the holidays isn't, you know, we can tend to think about, well, it's Christmas or it's Thanksgiving, but, you know, we can even start back as far as Halloween with all the sugar that we're eating and all the extra Halloween candy, and it has perpetuated itself from October, November, December, New Year's.
I was already thinking we could start in February with Valentine's Day, March with St. Patrick's Day, April with Easter usually there.
I know.
Then we've got our Memorial Day holiday, and we've got Flag Day. Don't we have to eat extra hot dogs on Flag Day? Isn't that the law?
I don't even know when Flag Day is. I'm sorry.
It's in June.
Right.
And then in July, you got your 4th of July. But you know what? You can diet in August. There's not really any major holidays in August.
We have August.
Then we have Labor Day. And then we have Halloween. And then mm-hmm. we've got Veterans Day, let's not forget, right before Thanksgiving. So, you know, there's always a lot. My point is, you know, it's kind of funny, but we always do make excuses, don't we, for why we're going to ruin our own health, basically.
Well, and they say that it takes, you know, the proverbial they say that it takes about 21 days to establish a habit. Well, from October to January, or if you include all those other holidays, February, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's, know, you've now gone a lot more than 21 days, and you've probably set for yourself a habit of
eating a certain amount of sweets every day, or a certain size portion.
Exactly, or not moving very much.
Well, that's the other side of what we need to talk about today, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because what everybody talks about is that combination of calories and movement, as far as too much calories, not enough movement equals weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
Less calories, more movement should equal weight loss. And so what we've all probably heard since we were children was the 3,500 calories per pound thing, right?
Right. Yeah. There's a concept that a pound of fat contains about 3,500 calories worth of energy.
Right.
And so what researchers and dietitians have, you know, historically have tried to say for a long time is that, okay, so if a pound of fat contains that 3,500 calories, then if you don't eat that 3,500 calories, then you'll lose that pound.
Right, or if you raise your activity to burn that extra 3,500 calories, you should lose that pound as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do is look at, is that really still reasonable for us to continue with that concept of this 3,500 calories? Because I don't know about anybody else, but we've all struggled with that plateau piece, I believe.
Right, exactly.
And then we talk about the plateau of you're going to lose for a while, and then you're going to hit a plateau, and then you're going to have to do either more exercise or cut calories again. And it's like, but why? if I'm doing that and that 3,500 calories should do it,
mm-hmm.
why am I hitting a plateau along the way?
Good question. So I found an article on a website for dietitians, professional dietitians, uh-huh. and it addressed this, you know, the concept of this 3,500 calories and is it still valid research? And they were kind of saying kind of yes and no.
Yeah. I know, I read it too and I'm going, okay.
So, you know, there is something to be said for if you eat fewer calories, put in a little more movement, then you will theoretically lose some weight.
Right.
But the issue with the 3,500 calorie rule is that they usually try and measure it over a long period of time. So let's say you're trying to lose not eat 500 calories for weeks and months on end.
Or eat 500 less.
I'm sorry.
Than what I've been eating up till now.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Then, you know, you should see weight loss. But if you're doing it for the long haul, for a long period of time, it's hard to maintain that.
It really is. And, you know, this is the first baby step that I actually saw, because I can't remember if it was in this article or I kind of looked on some other things. And one of the suggestions was, just cut 10 calories a day till you know that 500 is a massive amount to cut all at one time. We all really feel that, don't we, if we try to cut 500 at one time.
Right. I think, you know, sometimes 500 calories can be really easy as far as, okay, just don't eat that candy bar or don't eat that donut.
Well, that's 5 candy bars. I know, because believe me, I've measured the calories in candy bars a lot.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
or so 4.
Don't eat those 5 candy bars. So it is quite a chunk of calories.
Right.
But you're right, 10 calories. And it was in this same article where it talked about if you can just do 10 calories per day.
Right.
That will...
And if you're trying to develop a new habit over long period of time. Now, you know, we're talking 6 months to a year for many people to mm-hmm. achieve their weight loss goal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying, like you're saying, okay, I cut 500 calories out. And most of us do that. We go after that goodie we like, the candy bar, because I can eat 6 potatoes probably for the same amount of calories and I'd be pretty full.
Yeah.
That's without the sour cream and butter. Sorry. But
and a pound of bacon.
Yeah. I'm just saying that in regard to that, it takes a significant amount of what you are used to recognizing as a day's food. And it leads, in my opinion and in my own experience, to a sense of deprivation that's just not fun.
True. It is true. It's not as fun.
Right.
But then I kind of want to come back to how, like, think about how do you feel right now? How do you feel right now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you have all the energy in the world, like you can go out and conquer everything that God has set before you? Do you feel excited to pop out of bed every morning? Or do you feel like, probably more like, admittedly, how I feel, you know, kind of heavy, sluggish, fatigued? I don't feel like getting up quickly out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and so sometimes I can struggle with, okay, I know that God wants me to accomplish this project, but oh my gosh, I just don't have the energy for it.
Right.
And so, you know, we're in a sense depriving, well, not depriving God, but we're...
Well, yes, we are, because we're depriving our availability to do God's work, and He's asking us to do it, and we're depriving Him of our full presence in it, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. So this is... You know, maybe you can tell, this is where I kind of get excited and passionate about encouraging people to take those hard steps.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, like you said, 500 calories can be tough.
Right.
And that can be very tough. You know, it can be a lot.
Right.
But you said, what about 10 calories? 10 calories every day is 700 calories over the week.
Right.
Which...
So, yes, you might initially not lose that pound a week.
Right.
It might be like a half a pound a week or a third of a pound. But I think as a starting place, because as you mentioned early in the show, there's that 21, and now I'm reading in a lot of the psychology material, 21 to 60 days to develop a habit.
Okay.
So over the course of a habit of cutting back how much you eat, 10 calories a day would feel like, oh, that's going to take me 10 years to lose the weight I need to lose. And it probably would. I mean, honestly. But what if I just said for the next 2 weeks, I'm just going to do 10 calories a day, and then I'm going to do 20, and then I'm going to do 30,
mm-hmm.
and then I might even be able to approach it with another 100. You get rolling, and it gets easier and easier and easier to take off bigger chunks
mm-hmm.
of what it is you'd like to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in this article, they were talking about, so why does this 3,500 calorie rule not always work? And one of the, you know, because of the plateau
right.
that you mentioned earlier, one of the bottom line things they came down to was, well, because people don't adhere to that calorie-reduced diet plan consistently long-term.
Right.
So there's a piece of the 3,500 calorie rule that is still a little bit applicable because
mm-hmm.
people aren't consistently sticking with it. But like you said, if you can do 10 calories this week,
mm-hmm.
20 next week, there's a bit of, okay, learn what works for you.
Right. So one of the things that I kind of did prepping for the show was go on a Google search and look for metabolic weight loss calculators. Because they talked about the difference between just doing a straight up 3,500 calories versus what about your metabolic rates? Because
mm-hmm.
everybody's metabolic rates are different.
Mm-hmm.
So 3,500 calories may work beautifully for you. Not for me if my metabolic rate is slower. I may not even need to do 3,500 if my metabolic rate is higher. Because our metabolic rate burns off energy
mm-hmm.
depending and the speed at which it burns it off.
Mm-hmm.
So I found one that I found interesting because when I put in like my weight, my height, my age, this and that, it said something like I would have to eat 2,600 calories a day to maintain the weight that I'm at with my activity, current activity level. But if I wanted to lose weight, like if I wanted to lose all the weight I want to lose in the next 9 months, it was 1,600 calories a day. Okay, so that's already more calories than we technically think in our brain we can eat in a day if we're going to try to lose weight.
Right.
I mean, from my teenagehood, it was always like 1,200 calories a day. Do you know how hard it is to hit 1,200 calories a day and feel like you're not starving or if you do eat a little bit more? But I have found that somewhere around 1,500 or 1,600 calories a day, I actually can hit and still feel energetic and like I had enough to eat that day without overeating. And so it was really interesting to me. And I wanted to bring that up because I want to encourage people to go look for these metabolic, just do a search on it, metabolic weight loss calculator. And it may turn out to be extremely different from what you think, and it might actually be quite encouraging to you to be able to discover that you don't have to cut as many calories as you thought that you should.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's take a little break real quick and give our listeners some information on how to contact us.
Right. Yes. We would welcome you to contact us on Facebook. Search Dunamas Center Ministries. Dunamas is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S. On Twitter, go to @YourDunamasLife. If you would like to email us, that address is dunamaslife@dunamascenter.com. And there is, of course, the phone. You can pick up the phone.
Yes, you can use it and talk into it, not just text with it.
So to reach us by phone, the number is 719-231-7183.
And I just want to invite people to also go to the website and look at the new books and explore what products we have available there, and we would love to get those out to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, Catherine, on the second half, are we ready to talk about the second half of the equation?
Well, I was just going to say really quick.
Okay.
You mentioned the metabolic calculators, and I was going to offer, too, that if you would like to see the ones that I found or that you, Dr. Pauline, found, feel free to email us and ask us, you know, for links to those as well. And you can use that dunamaslife@dunamascenter.com
email address. That would be wonderful. We'd love to hear from you and encourage you on that journey.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so we've spent most of this first part of the show talking about our diet and our calories. The last thing I want to say on that is if I'm just doing 10 to 20 calories down a day and I want a piece of cheesecake, I can cut it in half or I can cut some off instead of like, I can't have that at all.
It's true. Are you going to have, let's say, a 3 to 5 inch piece of cheesecake? Or maybe you cut yourself like a 1 inch sliver.
Right, so I still get to enjoy it, but I've really dynamically cut the amount of calories. And we tend to do that to ourselves, is try to deprive ourselves of everything fun and enjoyable, thinking
completely.
That's the only way to accomplish the task.
Right, right. And I think that, is another aspect where a person needs to learn for themselves what works. I know there are some people who need to go cold turkey.
Right.
And I'm not going to touch it at all. And that may work for them.
Right.
For me, personally, it doesn't work.
I need a little bit.
Yeah.
I need to be able to know I can do
that. But if I can cut back, and like you said, just have a little bit.
Yeah.
Have one little square of chocolate as opposed to half of the bar.
So the other half of burning up calories is movement and getting more energy burned.
Mm-hmm.
So the other mistake when I was listening to all these radio shows was the first week of January, everybody goes buys that expensive gym membership. They go to the gym about maybe 1 to 3 months at the most, and then they never go again.
Right.
Because, you know, when I lived in California, I did have a YMCA gym membership there. Weather in California is quite a different story than weather in Colorado Springs.
It's true.
And so when I moved here, I just transferred my membership over here.
Oh.
And I loved going there in the mornings. I'd go very early when the gym first opened and all that. But I found, Catherine, when winter was going on here, I'm not a fan of get up, pile on all the sweats, drive your car, walk through a very cold parking lot to get into a gym where I'm now frozen and can't hardly move anyway.
Right, to change clothes.
Right, right.
And then go find a piece of equipment
that nobody else is using.
Right.
And then if you forget to sign up for it, somebody says, you have to get off. You didn't put your name on the paper. Yes, I had that happen. Sorry.
But you're not bitter.
No bitterness here. We talked about the forgiveness prayer, right?
Yeah. Maybe you need to forgive the YMCA.
So what you just said just a little bit ago was finding what really works well for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that I wasn't going to the gym at all once I moved here because it was just too cold for me to manage the process.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's still too cold for me to manage the process.
A few years later?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. 5:30 in the morning, minus 10 degree temperature, and I got to put on my sweats and my jacket. And I don't like dragging the big old gym bag to change there. I was always come home, shower, change. Well, you don't want to do that when you're kind of a little sweaty and it's cold.
Right.
Because that's even worse.
I am the same way, Dr. Pauline. I know people that do consistently go to the gym, even here in Colorado with the weather and the roads. But that is just not me. I have no desire to, like you were saying, find my clothes and get out into the cold car and drive over and meh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's where you and I need to figure out what works for us.
Exactly. So what I figured out was, rather than pay the monthly gym membership, mm-hmm. I could pay the monthly get my own equipment in my house.
Yep, that's an option.
I could use that money.
Mm-hmm.
And deciding what works for you, which equipment. Do I just need free weights? Do I, you know, I like the stationary recumbent bikes. I can do that. It doesn't bother me. So I made sure I got one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what do you do for your weights? Now, how, again, that routine we talked about, getting that routine developed. And not everybody is going to be told by the Lord exactly to do the same thing.
True.
And so what you do is quite different than what I do.
Yeah. What I do is I have a little bit bigger of a bathroom, that connects to our master mm-hmm. bedroom. And it's just big enough where I can do just some little exercises within my little warm bathroom.
With the space heater blowing up.
Exactly. And I'm not waking up my husband and my children with, you know, loud whatever. But you know what? Another nice tool that I have found is having a smartphone. I found an app
mm-hmm.
that you can do a 5-minute workout. You can do an 8-minute workout or I think 10.
Right.
I don't think I've ever done 10. And if anybody would like to know what app I use, again, feel free to contact us. Using that dunamoslife@dunamoscenter.com email address.
Yes, absolutely.
And so, yeah, I put on my, maybe I change clothes, maybe I don't, maybe I'm still wearing the jammies, but
yeah.
I do my little 5-minute
mm-hmm.
workout, and it gets my heart pumping,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it just is a little something. And sometimes
right.
I don't do the app, sometimes I'll just
right.
jog in place or do some push-ups or...
Right, right. And so it's
whatever.
Moving. It's getting some movement in. You know, and I'm older than you. And so
just a little bit.
And so I'm at a point in my life where I'm very concerned about the weight resistance and the osteoporosis.
Okay.
You know, making
uh-huh.
sure, you know, in order to prevent it, you have to have some weight resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a workout program that not everybody would want to do. And it takes me 30 to 40 minutes, depending on the day and how much is going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So years and years ago, when the Lord was telling me to get up and do this, get more active and do more weight stuff, it's not hard. I mean, it is hard because the very first thing I had to do to be obedient to God, and again, this is not for everybody, but it was very clear to me that God was telling me to do this, was to start getting up at between 5 and 5:30 every morning.
Right.
Now, I'm known for that now,
mm-hmm.
but 10 years ago I was not.
Right.
I was very much if I didn't have to be anywhere, you might not see me until 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. 8's probably a good number. But once the center started and I had the responsibilities here and my time, there was no way I was going to be able to do this if I wasn't getting up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so the very first thing is that we talked about baby stepping and getting your routines in, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the very first step in that was getting out of bed. So I didn't even try to work out. I do remember days where I actually sat on the bench of my workout machine with my eyes closed. I'm out of bed. I'm in my workout clothes. And that's as far as I can get today. And that probably went on for 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, that's a baby step.
It was a step. Then it was, okay, now let me start using this machine. So, you know, it was step by step, and it still is. And I mean, honestly, I have gotten so bad over the last couple of years about my workout that I'm back into a redevelopment of my workout routine.
Right. It's so true that we can maybe have a habit for a while, and then if we get out of it, got to do that 21 to 60 days to get back into the habit.
Right.
A good habit.
So, of course, we are back to talking about park your car farther from the store. We all hear that. Mm-hmm. Take a few more steps. Use the stairs. But also, there's a lot of material online, if people search again, on how to just even do exercises at your desk.
Right. Yeah, I'm another one that I, quote my day job, I'm sitting at a desk for
I am too.
A good part of the day.
A lot of the time here.
And, you know, I've started trying to think about what can I do that, you know, maybe I don't feel like I can take a 20-minute walk. And if I do, great.
Yes.
But if I don't, maybe I can at least, you know, maybe I have a meeting that I need to call in for. Well, mm-hmm. at my desk, I could stand up to call into that meeting.
Absolutely.
And maybe do some stretches or maybe do some squats or lunges or...
Right.
You know,
today
whatever.
There's those desks that change height. You can
mm-hmm.
stand, you can sit, and I think those are really good options.
Yes, I need to. I am going to look into that this year at my office and see what it takes to get one.
And, you know, I also want to suggest maybe just tracking that you're doing it. A lot of times I have a sheet where I just put down what I did in a day for my workout so that I can see, am I missing one of my exercises? Am I able to do as many reps as I want to? And when can I? And weight and all that stuff. But even if you start adding these little exercises at your desk, why not give yourself a tick mark on your desk calendar that you did some?
Good idea. Very good suggestion. Even maybe it might seem a little bit silly and childish, maybe, but put a star on your... Give yourself a star.
Give yourself a gold star.
Amen.
You know, the main thing, too, is we talk a lot about you really need to hear from the Lord what's right for your body. Because
mm-hmm.
it's so easy for us to just throw stuff around and say, you do this and everybody should do this. But the key is, yes, you are going to have to cut some calories. Yes, you are going to have to increase activity. But are you going to be obedient to what God tells you to be?
Right. And that's, you know, especially here at Dunamoth Center, you know, our show is Your Dunamoth Life. And so make this, what is your Dunamoth look like? What is the Holy Spirit leading you to do?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I'm going to be really honest here. And if you guys get honest with yourself, you may find that you can relate. If it's not happening, like if I'm not actually doing it, I'm not going to sit there and say, I am going to say, Jesus, help me to be strong enough to do it. But not, oh, Jesus, you got to make it happen. You got to make it happen. Because the bottom line is, I'm not doing it because I don't want to. That is the bottom line.
Yeah, there's that whole, to be obedient, we have to crucify the flesh and that it can be painful.
So obedience is going to hurt in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then once we break through that, it's going to be amazing and wonderful. And like you said earlier in the show, vitality and energy and being able to accomplish everything that the Lord has set before you to do.
Absolutely.
And then you have clarity of thought, and we could do a whole show on how this stuff is going to help your traumas, your mental health, all of it. And you'll be able to accomplish
maybe
much more for
Jesus. Watch for that show in a few weeks.
Baby stepping your way to mental health.
There you go.
Okay, well, this has been a good show, and I've really enjoyed talking about this topic because I think we need to help people understand it. Before we close up today, I just want to share with everybody that a lot of what we do at Dunamoth Center Ministries is donation supported.
Right. Sure is.
And all of us feel it and know it here, believe me. And it's our goal and our heart to be able to bring you these shows, to be able to do the counseling for people to get their nutrition counseling. Maybe, you know, we're working on bringing forward some birthing videos, so anybody anywhere in the U.S. will be able to get information and kind of classes based on these videos.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff takes money.
It does.
Because we want to always be available for everybody, we would love it if you could go to our website at dunamothcenter.com and make a donation of any size. Don't think any donation is too small, and definitely don't think any donation is too large.
we'll pray for all of it to be multiplied.
Absolutely. So we appreciate you, and we thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard.
And I'm Catherine Pearson.
And we'll talk to you next week.